The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Hello. And welcome to the Safety Third Podcast. Today's very special episode. Our guest is Micah. I was thinking the title of this podcast would be like Micah, like half your name.
Yeah.
You know, just sort of like is like a.
Oh yeah, because.
Yeah, because it's like if you give everybody the full name, it sort of feels like you're like, oh, it's Michael Reed.
Well, wasn't that the title of one of the other Michaels? No, was podcasts? It was just Michael.
It was just Michael, but I think we should. Michael too. I think so now we just need to do Mike.
Yeah, no, you do half.
We can just get away with Mike.
Michael. No, Michael.
Yeah.
It's got to like sort of not make sense.
Speaking of not making sense,
welcome to the Safety Third Podcast. Yeah. So I figured we'd ask you the question that everyone else is asking. How come you stop posting videos?
I'm working on a video.
Yeah, but why it takes so long?
Yeah, why don't you ever post videos?
I've been doing a lot of stuff in between. Yeah. I do other things. I play Fortnite.
Okay. I get it.
You understand. I play Fortnite.
He's not lying. They're completely decked up with Fortnite guns.
Also, we're in my house.
You got the entire arsenal.
Ah, fuck.
Oh,
I don't have a weapon.
He's defenseless. Yeah. Don't defend him.
Dude, that one hits me so hard.
Dude, I bet I could hit that expensive lens over there.
I bet you can't.
Oh. I'm sorry.
So this is like an extra difficult project.
Oh.
Are you shooting the camera now?
Whoa, that was a good shot.
Yeah,
I stopped recording after that one.
I hired an editor and it was the greatest thing I ever did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, or I don't even have enough content for like an editor to do something. So
maybe you should have more content.
Maybe you should. Fucking...
Yeah, look who's talking.
Yeah, that's wait, the joke. Yeah.
That was supposed to be the joke. Is that?
You should point
out. Well, why aren't you uploading?
Why aren't you uploading?
This is the best time of the year to upload. That's why everybody posts is because December.
Dude, see, that's why we've been waiting. We're waiting for December.
Yeah.
To vote.
I think you guys have so many videos ready to go.
There were so fucking
many
smart
videos.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's like trying to get too many things through a door, and you just can't get any of it through.
Exactly.
You
know? It's just too many
that's
videos.
An overflow. Yeah. I had to wait 3 weeks for these rails to come in from China. I realized they were the wrong length rails. I bought more rails from China.
Are they too short?
Yeah, I bought ones that were too short. I was listening to like fucking creepy cave stories on YouTube. That's what I do when I work.
Okay.
Is it a channel or a...
No, it's like a bunch of different ones. It's just like
they talk about
deaths
caves?
And caves.
Oh my god.
They're just scary. Or like other random shit, like the history of Peru.
So how did that make it worse when we went to the silver mine?
Dude. Wait, what? Oh, yeah, dude. I was thinking about it. I was like, holy shit.
Putty.
This is how it started. Yeah, this is how Nutty Putty started. Yeah. I was looking at Brett, right? Brent. Yeah. I was like, dude, yeah, this is the fucking guy. Oh, you're the guy who I hear about
the nutty
who
putty
dies
guy
in the fucking cave.
Yeah. Have you watched any of his videos?
Yeah. I've seen him on like YouTube Short, TikTok. Right.
Mm. He just goes in and he just keeps going and he just keeps going and he just keeps going deeper into the cave.
He like starts leaving little like glow sticks so he knows his path back.
I leave little bat snacks around so I can find myself back. So
I find a bat on the cave and I just sort of squish it.
The red marking of death the blood.
Okay, so you were listening to cave horror stories.
Dude.
And then you ordered the wrong.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I made those platforms that I can't talk about too much. I made platforms that move.
Yeah.
The fucking, I measured like the length of a platform. I was like, this is good. Not realizing it had to move on the rails. Mm. I was like,
it's like
the perfect
size.
Yeah. Stand still on the rails and do nothing. Yeah. But I'm kind of glad I did, because I used those smaller rails to like line up where the carriages should go, and like I welded based on that. I would have been scared to fuck up a big rail, so it was not so bad.
And you cut, you've done something I've never seen before on a YouTuber project, like maybe for Colin Furr or something. You used concrete bolts, so you bolted this whole contraption to the floor of your garage.
Dude, it's too much force to like have like lead weights or anything.
Like we're hyping it up so that when this podcast comes out, they'll go and watch it because you posted it 2 days from now.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 40 concrete legs in the garage.
40. 40 holes?
40, yeah, because it's so the brackets on the pistons are the biggest. They need to be the biggest. It's taking all the force. So it's like those are like 3/8 concrete bolt.
Those and are like each rated of those, 4,000 pounds.
Front one, shear force or pulling up?
Well, if you torque them that,
I don't know.
I think pretty good.
You, if anything, it's probably like almost under supported, but it works for now. Like that thing is so there's. A lot.
There's so much force
it's
going on.
So there. Much force. It's so
the fact that it can
actually it loosened
so
one of the piston assemblies. Mm. Like
really?
Every single 3/8 concrete bolt, and I like torqued them down on the impact too. Yeah. And like it was like moving just like a little bit for like the size of the holes. It's like that metal is like 3/8 fucking 6 inches in each direction angle steel. It's fucked.
Yeah.
I'm glad it didn't fall apart.
I think that the only actual real way to do this is to straight up cut concrete out. And like cast a plate into the concrete.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's the only actual way to do this. Cause like the concrete bolts are sort of the second best way to do it.
Yeah.
Cause it's
and I
so
definitely
violent.
Can't do anything else.
No, it's
or
not
those
worth
like
the effort
epoxy too, concrete anchors. Like that would be a good way.
Yeah, maybe. But it's gotta be somewhat. You gotta take it apart so your landlord doesn't.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to refill for it. Yeah. So it's like, fuck, it's 8 big bolts per piston assembly, and then the rails each get, like, there's, like, 4 rails. Each rail gets, like, 6 bolts.
Oh, my
it's like,
God.
I don't know, it was, like, 40. Something
did,
like
did
that.
Did you go out and buy, like, a concrete drill, or did you rent one? Or?
No, I bought it. Dude, the fucking Ryobi concrete
just
drill
was,
like,
drill?
Just a hammer drill was, like, $70.
That's,
and now I have, I used it for, like, a couple other things, and it's, like, nice. It's got a handle. It's pretty cool.
Did the neighbors hate you?
Dude, no, I close the garage door when I
you
do.
You think
that.
That's enough? It's like a sheet metal garage
door. I think
door.
It's good enough.
It's gonna make
I
it louder.
The concrete, the hammer,
it's like a
drill.
Drum.
Just, yeah, it's a drum.
That one's probably okay. Sometimes I don't close the garage door.
Those are like the worst sound ever.
You know,
too.
When I first got a hammer drill, I'm like, wow, I can just drill into.
I can do anything
into rock, and I just started drilling it. I'm like, I could put him.
You're just going right.
Yeah,
dude. I kind of feel more powerful. I'm like, holy shit.
I could put a shelf right here on the side of my house.
I could pull anything,
anything
to anything.
I
I felt. Yeah, I was like, I was starting to think of shit to build after I bought it.
It's a dangerous tool.
It was like Fortnite in real life,
dude. It's so cool.
Have you used the hammer, the nail hammer? What do they call them? The explosive hammer? Explosive hammer?
Oh, yeah.
What are those? What are they?
Powder
actuated hammer?
Powder actuated tool, yeah.
Tool, yeah, like, I mean, I guess some people, like Seth made here, send videos with them, but like, just like the idea of like, I've got a nail and I've got concrete. How do I get the nail in the concrete? I don't know. How about like half a gun?
Yeah. How about a bullet but sharp?
Yeah, it's just a little bullet. You put it in there and it just explodes the nail.
So it doesn't, because that's the thing, it does, like, where's the concrete go? Just kind of like.
I have no idea. I literally have no idea.
That is a good question.
Like, is there air in concrete? Like, is it? It's got to be like aerated. It just like compresses it. Like
true, because that's a nail. It's not
does
even
it shoot
like
shoot it
space.
Out the back.
No, it just goes into the concrete. So like the concrete has to like either
just get a little more
or,
compressed. I guess. That's got to cause like fractures at some point.
You're right. Yeah. It's anyways. I think that's I want to do something with drilling holes in concrete so I can finally feel like a man. So we bought two cars. I bought 3 cars. The cheapest cars we could find on Craigslist.
Yeah.
And we then, starting at like 6 p.m. till 3 in the morning, we're in front of my house chopping the cars up and welding off-roading attachments to them.
Pretty loud. It's pretty loud
for
the neighbors to hear.
Extremely loud. And I just kept telling myself, I was like, every neighbor gets like one or two of these a year.
It's gonna yours, be like every other day.
For this video.
Yeah, then Michael comes out with the portaband and on the hood, and the hood just is like it's like singing.
Ba 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 ba.
It's just singing. Like
it was like a reverberating speaker. That was great.
Was
but
good.
I was like, dude, I'm almost done with this cut, and I don't want to support it with my hand.
And then Chelsea came out, just like.
Yeah, she was not happy.
It was worth it. Nobody complained. I think
somehow,
if we the neighbor right next to me said they didn't hear anything. So
really?
That's fucking crazy.
It is actually incredible because I'm pretty sure the neighbors across from us definitely heard it.
I didn't hear anything. I went to
you
sleep
didn't?
Early because I flew in that day and I was tired. I didn't hear anything.
That's good. That makes me feel better.
That's insane.
So someone
the garage door was open.
Someone could just be murdered on your street, and Kevin will be like, I just
Basically.
Yeah.
Just sleep right through it.
Perfect. Then we went, I need that. I need that noise.
Then we drove up this mountain, off-roading mountain.
Three and a half, four hours to get to the mountain.
Yeah.
First,
yeah.
That was to get there.
Just driving normal roads, yeah. And then going up the mountain.
Also took like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Really? Yeah.
It actually
the last like 5% of
we
the journey.
We got there like 2, and I think we made it to the top of the mountain at 6.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. It was amazing though. I feel like we went full Top Gear, but bad. Top Gear, but worse.
Yeah.
Top Gear. No, it's but bad. Top Gear, but it's bad. That's what it felt like. I felt like Jeremy Clarkson. Or maybe, no, maybe not.
Nah,
maybe
you felt like the other guy.
Hammond. Who's sort of the.
Hammond.
Richard May?
James May. Yeah. Clarkson's sort of like the grumpy old man.
Yeah.
James May is kind of like the passive old man. And then Hammond is the like. He's like the younger, healthier one.
Yeah.
He's jovial.
Yeah. I'm not sure which one of us was each one of them, but I felt like I was in an episode of Top Gear and we were about to drive off a cliff, but we didn't have a rescue team like they did.
It was very scary for parts of that.
It was a little
way scarier than I thought.
Yeah. But
dude, when I was driving, I was like, this is okay. I've like driven on scary roads. And then like when it was Alan driving, I was like,
oh yeah,
fuck, I have no control. So I just would unbelt my seatbelt and have my hand on the unlocked door, and I was ready to bail at any fucking second. I was like a half open door. I was ready to bail yeah. immediately.
Alan's like a very delayed driver.
What does that mean?
Like kind of everything is like a half second later than it should be.
Like drunk driving.
Yeah, maybe.
Alan driving.
Yeah, Alan driving. It's like kind of maybe similar to drunk driving.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck. You know, he gets there, he does the thing, but it's always like a little bit like.
He also drove it a lot of the way up. He's probably tired. It looks like.
So when are you gonna? What do you have left to do on your video? Edit it.
Some editing.
A little bit more filming.
Yeah, maybe one more. Probably get like one more group of people to try it out.
Yeah.
Probably like offline TV people. Give it a shot.
Who are you gonna use in the video though?
Who am I gonna what?
If you get the other group, who are you gonna use?
I'm gonna do both groups. The no, fuck do you mean?
You just have to choose one.
Why would I film two groups and use one, Nigel? Why the fuck would I do that?
He's working on it for it.
Because one's Five better, months. And everyone's waiting for the video, and you're just not in it. I've had that happen.
Yeah.
Alan did that to me.
Did it?
Yeah.
You were supposed to be in it.
In his like treadmill one. His like.
Oh yeah, it's Death Stranding.
Yeah, and then he's like, "Yeah, I cut you because I don't know
time constraints."
It's like what?
I did that in the X-ray video with Kevin because we were like trying to figure out how to get the X-rays to work, but the because it's like it's kind of you know it's a lot of work to.
Dude, you got to do what you got to do. You got to do what they work. Yeah,
and that the problem was it just like didn't really it was just too much.
If it was just too much people, it, like
yeah,
so we were just like recording trying to get it working, and then it just didn't work in the video.
Yeah, like we got it. We did get it working, but in the video, it just sort of like did. It just sort of like made it seem like too much.
So Kevin, poof,
yeah,
gone.
Don't worry though. The oyster
now there's,
video.
There's no evidence of my bone cancer where that came from.
Yes. Hmm.
Whenever I get whatever,
you'll look back and have no idea where it came from.
You took a yeah.
When I get cancer, like in this area.
Oh no, groin.
I did a groin X-ray.
Because it was like I was standing like right next to the tube.
I, like, I did a thing. So yeah. Channel.
My thighs were too thick.
I couldn't make it through.
Didn't make it through.
That's a shame.
I know.
Is that a thing?
What, thighs too thick?
Thick thighs save lives. No, that actually means you absorbed all
of
the X-ray.
Yeah, I absorbed all the X-ray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's still inside.
So you would have had to use, I mean, it doesn't really matter because to get through your thighs, you'd have to use even more X-rays or higher power ones.
Yeah.
I talked to a friend I went to high school with. She does X-ray stuff. Like an actual scientist, like a real scientist.
That's cool.
And she basically was like,
you shouldn't have done
like,
that.
Well, she's like, it's not good, but it's not like. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know, like what? It's just.
Yeah. You had a lot of dangerous stuff. Yeah. You know what you're doing, probably, maybe.
I mean, just enough. I mean, look at all the people that invented X-rays. They're all dead, and no one complains about them doing. You know what? Yeah. Never mind.
That's
all right. I deserve the shit.
I mean, they're definitely. That's what I do think that there was a day when science was
good.
Yeah.
Fun.
Like based.
I remember
based.
Talking yeah. about when yeah. I was in the lab, like in the 80s, it was just normal. You could just smoke in your fume hood.
That's right. Seems like, totally like, fine.
I don't see anything wrong
so
with that.
So you could just be smoking, working with flammable solvents. Like, you know, you put your head in the fume hood. Yeah. Obviously, you don't want to get smoking.
Well, that's fine. The fire just goes up.
Yeah.
Right.
These are the good old days. And like, well, if you made something and you wanted to see what it was like, you just tasted it first.
Scientists today, too soft.
Yes.
Too soft. Snowflake scientists.
They are.
I mean, that was something at the mine. I feel like this has got to be the podcast where we talk about the mine, because we didn't really talk about the mine too much.
Yeah, you maybe want to give the context of yeah. the
mine. Yeah, yeah, we'll do that. Okay, so let's...
So we went to a mine.
If we're going
to
talk about the mine, we went to a silver mine run by a man named Brent. It's called... The YouTube channel is Ghost Town Living.
Yep, that's it.
And the mine is the Cerro Gordo silver mine. And so he bought this mine because...
It's like a whole town.
It's a whole town.
Yeah.
Mad Lad bought a mine... And he just lives at the mine in the old, like, 1900s, 1800s houses that are there.
Yeah.
And he goes into the mine. So, if you've never seen any of this guy's videos, the mine has a fully functioning, like, cave system. Has a fully...
Elevator.
Well, it's not even cave, sorry. It's, shaft. Like, it's just mine shafts. It has a fully functioning elevator from, like, the 1800s. Is it the 1800s or 1900s? It's, like, somewhere... It's... old. It's like over 100 years old.
Well, like most of it's made of wood.
Dude, yeah. Sucks. It's like actually
it's at
made
least
of wood.
100 years old.
It's at least 100 years old and it Indeed. Still works.
I don't know how you fucking do that. If I try to build anything out of wood, it's just warped rotting. Immediately yeah. and yeah. rots. I don't know how yeah. the fuck 100 years ago.
Wood was better. It was all the microplastics kill the trees now.
Fuck, dude.
I know.
You think they're mining for microplastics?
They're mining. They pull the microplastics out of the ground and they
refine
put it in
them
our
so
bodies.
We can breathe.
Yeah.
So we
put, you know how people like look for the radiation free steel? You know, at the bottom of the ocean, because it's
oh,
like,
yeah, so
this
it's
is like microplastic free wood.
Dude,
it's very valuable.
Super strong.
Yeah.
But it made me realize that Brent, the way that he is, you know, like upkeeping the mine and exploring it, is the same mentality that built us the helicopter, built us like all the cool things, like, you know, radiation, all the cool yeah. things that we get yeah. to enjoy today. He's putting the work into yeah. it right now.
Yep. Those inventions are.
He's
left
taking
a trail
the
of bravery and yes. a lot of bodies.
Courage.
Yeah.
A pile of courage.
Yeah. A stinking pile of courage.
But it like, I mean, it's just, it took every ounce of me to not get in the mine elevator that goes 900 feet down.
Yeah. I actually did not have, it didn't take
it
a
didn't
lot
take
of
anything.
Difficulty for me
I,
to not get
I really, that. Half of me was like, I really want to go down the mine hole. And the other half of me was like, you're going to die if you
Dude,
go down the mine.
I almost felt better like if I went on that wooden ladder. Because at least it's yeah, like my yeah. own, like my, if like, it's
fault.
My fault.
Yeah.
Like it's my fault and like it's, I can control it, how I move, you know? Yeah. But the mine elevator is like, no. fuck you, fuck
yeah,
that.
It's time to die.
Yeah.
Imagine climbing up a 900-foot ladder.
Yeah, true. What if you get tired in the middle?
I
what
know.
Happens?
What do you do?
Hang on.
You like hang your elbow around it maybe, but.
Oh man!
Has Brent gone down the 900 foot?
Yeah,
he's used
That's
the fucking elevator. It's so scary.
Yeah, and it takes like 45 minutes too. So it's like
really?
you're like terrified for 45 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah,
I didn't know it took that long.
It's like bouncing off the walls. Ooh.
So you used to have this old electric motor, and they had to replace it because it was old. And they replaced it with a hydraulic motor, but it's much smaller. And so it moves really slow. I don't know how fast it used to be, but right now it takes, what, 40, he said 45 minutes to yeah. go down, 45 minutes to go up. So it's like an hour round trip, hour and a half round trip.
Damn, dude, you could swap that with like a Hayabusa engine and you could get that.
Well,
is it just a rope?
It's or a steel cable.
It's like a
cable.
1-inch steel cable. Yeah. It's huge. Because
I was like, if they just had rope, I would not go in that.
I mean, rope would probably be fine if it was new rope, I think.
900-year-old rope.
I would not want 900 feet of rope holding me up.
I don't know.
I'd rather have some kind of new rope than old steel.
So it does have like a safety mechanism too on the sides.
An alleged safety mechanism.
It's yeah. supposed to work.
Yeah.
We did see it. Work. It did but, bite on but, when it went down.
What does the safety mechanism do? If it breaks, you just get stuck in a hole.
So there's so the way yeah, it works yeah, is there's the cable. It comes down to like this top plate, and the yeah. top plate is mounted to the cage indirectly. It goes through this like spring loaded system, yeah. and so that if the tension between the cable and the top plate or the cage like yeah. is decreased too much,
yeah.
then these little like gears yeah. kind of spring out. And they like they're kind of like spiky, and they kind of like they bite into
the wood rails,
the 4x4 wooden rails.
Yeah, also, the rails are wood.
Yes,
the yeah. rails guiding you down wood.
100-year-old plus wooden yeah. rails going all the way down to the bottom.
How the fuck does any of
but
that?
But then you get stuck in A hole.
Yes.
But it's better than falling to your death.
But there's also an adjacent...
But no one's there to save you.
There's an adjacent shaft that is a 900-foot wooden ladder that you can climb up and down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, if it takes 45 minutes to go in the elevator, how long does it take to climb up?
I think you could actually climb faster.
You think so?
Yeah, until you got really tired.
Have you climbed
900 feet?
No, I think ladders are easy.
900 feet?
I don't know. We should test that out. It's like we should test that out.
The bottom top is like a 90-story building.
I don't know. I feel like if you got tired, you can like hook your elbow around it.
You
like,
can just chill.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could.
But like, you'd probably climb with like a rope and like just like hang. Yeah.
Wait for the elevator to like
put your
brake and fall
it.
Down on you.
Is it a completely vertical ladder?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and it's like not only vertical, but they tried to save wood. And so it's like a foot wide.
Yeah.
It's a tiny, it's like a super narrow elevator.
And it's made with like 2x4s too. So it's like an awkward shape. You can't like wrap your whole hand around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? One thing I noticed, it's actually like, a very weird fact is 2x4s. Have you ever measured 2x4?
Yeah, it's not nowhere near a 2x4. Yeah,
total bullshit.
It's like wet when they measure it, right?
No, I think
it's all myths.
Yeah,
no one fucking knows why it's not a 2x4.
I think it used to be.
No, I think the wet thing is what people think it is, but they actually just cut it.
I think
smaller.
I think it's
like a 1x3.
It's,
right?
It's 1.5x3.5. It's like a half inch. So that it definitely can't just shrink equally half an inch on.
I think the reason is, I should look this up, but I'm pretty sure that used to be 2x4s.
Yeah.
And then I think they realized that you could use like for what they were built for, it was strong enough to use thinner pieces of wood so they could get more wood out of it. I think that's what it was.
What, you get like one extra 2x4 per tree?
I feel like I saw it where like no one knows. And there's like multiple reasons that are like valid, reasonable.
I think now that I think of it, I think it shrinking because it's wet is... factually wrong.
That would be a lot to shrink.
Yeah. I think that one's completely wrong.
But what about like
straight,
you know, pipe fittings? It's like, oh, this is a half inch NPT. There's no dimension on it that's like a half
inch. Is that true?
Or maybe I'm thinking of PVC or something. But yeah, you get like 3-inch PVC.
I think you're right, because it's I remember that.
It's iron pipe, yeah. I don't know.
One of them, it's weird. Like the because it's how they measure the
it's like the value of the threads or something like that. And it's like, who'd ever care about that dimension?
Yeah, I want that.
Like, give me the inside dimension of the hole or the outside dimension of the hole.
Oh.
Don't give me the thread diameter. What the hell?
Kevin's mad.
There were, though, pieces of wood that looked like 2x4s that were actually a lot bigger than a 2x4. They were much closer to a real 2x4 at the mine than a 2x4 today, which I thought was really interesting.
2 inches by 4 inches is big.
It's much bigger, it's really, really big. But it's kind of made you realize that we've been like, what? We've been getting ripped off by the man. Like, when I buy a 2x4, I expect 2x4.
By 4 inches,
not 1.5x3.5.
Yeah, when I buy metal, it's the right dimensions, I think, and hope.
I think, what is this? Wood sizing regulations. I'm not sure this is even worth looking up, but it's definitely.
It's not. That's super fucking boring.
It probably.
That is
crazy. It's too late. You're already doing
the most boring thing you could ever do.
It's all ads. I'm trying to read this, but it's all ads.
We need to make. We need to spice things up.
How do you expense your business dinners?
Oh man,
I expense all of them actually.
Yeah.
The dinner we just ate, that's
business
expense. Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not paying taxes on that money.
Fuck that, dude. No. I don't pay taxes at all.
Yeah, I don't. I haven't paid taxes. Super smart,
in
actually.
7 years.
Dude.
Kevin, now the IRS.
Fuck.
Why would you
say that out loud?
They're on to you.
I just want
to. You know, the government listens. You know that. Who's Joe Biden listens to this podcast?
That's fine.
I heard that, yeah. I didn't pay my 2019.
Maybe
taxes.
I just want them to do more work. You know? Find me any money that I missed.
Yeah. Why didn't you pay your taxes?
The CPA we were using.
Yeah.
Just didn't. I thought it was assumed that like I would want to do my taxes that year. I didn't know I had to like
ask him to.
Yeah, cause like, why else would I? Why else would we be involved together?
Yeah,
you would do my. Cause I set up the first year. We did the 2018 taxes, and I'm like, that's the guy who
does.
That's how it happens. Dude, yeah, that's the guy. And then like 2 years later, I got a new CPA, and they're like, okay, where are your taxes for 2019? I was like.
Oh,
in my email somewhere,
think
right?
About it, that's crazy, dude.
We did that. Oh shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But then I paid him with a new CPA.
I have talked to so many people who run their everything the same way. They wait for the government to send them a thing saying you owe money. You didn't do this form in time, and you owe a late fee. And it's like, okay, cool. Thanks for the notice of doing this.
That's
thing.
How I do it.
It's like, because it's like it's actually
the late
like
fee isn't that much.
It's not.
No, it's
like
never
paying
that much.
It's like paying a subscription service.
Yes,
to get fucking notifications.
Like they will not tell you that something is due until it's too late, and I. I'm just like, okay, great. This is right. Fine. That's fine. Right. I don't care. Yeah. What are you going to do? Arrest me?
That's true. I haven't been arrested yet. It doesn't
matter. come at me. Come get me, Joe Biden. Wait, who actually comes and arrests you?
Yeah,
is it the IRS? Is Joe he comes up?
Yeah, he comes and shoots you in the head.
You can't make me pay the stupid whatever. I don't even know what every time.
Up to some malarkey.
It's a new thing every damn year. Yeah, I hate the business side. I just want to make videos, you know, like Michael. I want to make videos like Michael once a year.
Dude,
it's really achievable.
Try it, dude.
It's so achievable.
It's
actually easier than you think.
What's your day job?
Do you do like a lot of little projects?
I'm a Fortnite player. I do, yeah, kind of.
Like personal projects?
Oh, you made a jewelry box.
Yeah, I did make a jewelry box. That was actually one of the hard, I wish I could have welded it together. Like, it would have been easier to make that out of fucking steel than it was to make it out of wood. It sucked to make out of wood.
Were you trying to use like wood glue or?
Nah, there's a picture of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you do that, like the joint, like that?
I did like a finger joint.
Yeah.
Oh, like,
whoa, is that why it's
so Michael sent me a text like a month or two ago and was like, you know, can you, like, does this make any sense? And he found some free plans online. And I was looking at them and I was like, no, this doesn't make any goddamn sense.
They were just numbers without like units. They're just like 5/8.
Yes. What?
It was like GPT chat.
GDP.
Oh yeah.
It was like instructions made by an AI. Like it was everything.
Crazy, but it was a person.
But it was like a person had made it, and it kind of made sense. But when you started trying to figure out, well, how many parts do I actually need? Then it stopped making sense.
Super weird. And I was like, damn, I'm dumb as fuck. And that's why I messaged you. I was like, am I just brain dead? And like, if I'm doing wood things, because I don't usually do wood shit.
Yeah.
And like. It just didn't make any sense.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Was this like? Sorry, what are these instructions you're talking about?
For a woodworking
instructions.
For like
a jewelry box.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was making it for Lily's birthday. I made, but it was like hard to find like wood that's straight and like not bowed. And so I got like a planer and a jointer. And like it took me like 5 or 6 days. I'm just like doing this thing. Yeah. I mean, it looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, I want to see it.
It looks like that.
Isn't a joiner like one of the most dangerous woodworking tools?
It really is, dude.
Is it terrifying? Just like it's just like an open blade, right?
Yeah, it's just an open blade with a bunch of little bits.
Ooh, that's cool.
Hey, I put all the wood together in like these weird joints and then like felted it.
Oh, is that why it's purple?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And then bop, 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 bop.
Wow.
It's pretty nice.
Got
little things in it. Pretty sweet. Got a chain on
it. Michael's setting the bar high.
Pretty swag. And then you made one for Chesley as well.
Yes, I did that one in about 20 minutes.
Okay, so that, I feel like the output to time ratio on yours was
I got about 5% of the way to what you built in about 1% of the time.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's like five times efficiency.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And I still got, you know, I get quite a bit out of it.
Yeah.
But, so is that because you were going for more like just like utilitarian functionality?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I was okay with like 5 to 10 degrees of like rocking back and forth.
It's like this is the jewelry box.
Yeah. No, that's actually nicer than the jewelry box I made.
Yeah, that one retains one.
Mine was made out of fence posts.
That one has more meaning behind it.
It's fuzzy too because they run it through the machines really fast, and so it doesn't make a nice edge on it.
That's good. That's good.
It's got a nice
like the lichen growing on it.
Yeah, it's just
was it actually from
a little nature stuff? Terrarium.
I think it's. I think it was from the garage. I think. Okay. I don't know. It may have been outside at some point. I don't remember. But I did. Did you do woodworking in high school?
Nah, dude. I haven't really done any wood shit.
Did they have any shop classes or anything?
There was available, but I wasn't in. I was in STEM class. I was in science, technology, engineering, and math. Now it's STEAM class for science, technology, engineering, agriculture, and math.
I thought it was art. It's agriculture now?
Yeah, it's ag.
Oh my God.
We had like pigs at our high school that you could like go in agriculture class. Feed, I guess.
To learn where bacon comes from.
Yeah. Stuff with
Did they like metalworking and stuff? You just didn't.
They
do
had
it?
A automotive class and automotive. Fuck, I just wasn't in it.
That's a cool school. We didn't get any of that. Did you?
I guess that's pretty cool. We didn't get a welding class though. Did you guys get that in Middle America?
No.
I hear those exist.
No,
No. I think that Florida has pretty shitty schools actually because it's all you don't pay taxes on your income. So
and they send
and
they send kids to. Kid court.
Kid court.
That's badass, though.
It is a badass, but it also seems a little bit cursed. It's kind of like getting you used to the judicial system.
No, but the jury's
judicial system.
The juries are all kids.
That's so cool.
It's like, welcome to the system. Like, they're priming you.
Why isn't there a YouTube show about, or a video on, like, TV? Kid court.
We should do that.
Yeah.
It would be a little bit too Florida.
Kids court. Well, that's the best part. That's the appeal.
How would they even do that?
Like, Kevin said the punishment is that you have to sometimes be on kid court. You have to be the jury. That's part of the punishment. Oh my God. So the jury is giving you the punishment of being part of the jury.
And it's like, you think we'd all be in this together, but no, those kids are, they're vicious. They're brutal.
If you were a government and you wanted to keep kids out of trouble, what if you did extracurricular stuff like woodshop?
How are they going to know how to be in the court system?
Exactly. It's like, instead of spending our money on getting kids interested in building shit, we're going to spend it on a little court system that's sort of just entertaining for the adults and horrifying for the kids.
That is pretty cool, though.
Because I took woodshop 2 years in middle school, and I think it was this is middle school, too.
That's crazy. Yeah. My dad wouldn't let me near a drill in middle school.
Why not?
My dad didn't have tools.
He didn't have tools?
Dude, I remember he had...
It's easy to keep your kid
now in fucking... In retrospect, he had the dumbest set of... the most unreasonable... he had one Sawzall, and that's why do you own that one? If you could buy any saw, why would it be that one?
Right.
And just hammers and he has screwdrivers and
just
stuff.
Just basic crap.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No power tools. And I remember my grandma gave me a drill, and I was like, holy shit, this is so much better than a fucking sawzall.
Like a crank.
Yeah, exactly. Drill his holes with a sawzall.
Dude, fuck.
He just punches the wood enough.
Takes some 10 blades to a single hole. Yeah, because I remember my dad had a bunch of tools. He had a bandsaw, a chop saw, just the whole gambit. And I would a little bit do stuff at home, but I didn't really it's just not a super good environment for learning how to do it. Because nearly your dad would have to teach you
I built a lot of stuff. I remember even using I used the nail gun.
Ooh.
Oh wow.
And it wasn't big nails. They were the little
The furniture nails.
Yeah. But I don't even think I don't know if my dad, I think the training he got was he just did ptunk, and he's like, yep, that's how it works.
It's really easy. Just don't stick your hand in front of it.
I knew not to put my hand behind it.
Yeah.
I think I did that once, and then I realized it didn't go through my hand. It missed, and then I was like, oh, that's bad.
Did you figure out if you push in the little pin up top, you could shoot the nails?
Yeah, I did that. The one thing that almost got me, though, is the nail went through the wood. And then,
oh, yes, and you're holding it on the back.
Well, yeah. No, I was saying that could have happened, but
it missed? It went between two fingers or something?
I don't know if that really happened. What did happen was I remember shooting it. It went, I was like, where'd it go? It went through the wood. Then I was like, oh, okay, I guess it's gone. But then I looked down, there's just blood coming out of my leg.
Because
it actually went and just went
Went through the wood?
It went through the wood and then took a little bit off as it went by.
Just a little skin.
But it would have went just stuck in my leg.
Oh my God.
Holy
and that's when I realized you don't do max power on
a small piece of wood.
On a thin plywood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. So that was I think the glory of the middle school.
That's crazy. We had nothing. My middle school was dog shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine was dog shit up until the woodshop was the best thing. So like the first year of middle school, teacher died.
Cool.
Woodshop teacher died.
Cool.
Hell yeah.
Then so they they canned the whole year. They shoved kids into the other electives. But the next year, a new guy came in, and he built the shop out to be it was a kid court, but it was a kid wood shop. It was the kid version of a wood shop where instead of a table saw, it was a circular saw, but it was trapped in a little track. So it was a wooden thing that trapped the edges.
So
you can put your board under there. And all the projects were made with these 1 foot by 16 foot boards or 8 foot boards or whatever. They're probably 8 foot boards. 16 is huge. And so the routers, for example, there was a router table.
Yeah.
But he had these feeders that you would put your piece you'd feed it. Almost looked a really slow moving belt sanders that sat above the blade. So all you had to do was put your piece of wood there, and it would just suck it through the
That's
router table for
nice.
You.
Oh,
and
cool.
So the injuries, almost nobody it's hurt themselves. Impossible. People still did.
What a bad class. No one's hurting themselves?
One kid did. I remember this one kid.
Okay, good. Yeah.
He was somebody was using a lathe. Lathes are, I think. I don't think there's any way to make a lathe safe. Those things are death traps.
This was in high school they had
middle
a lathe?
School.
Middle school they had middle a lathe. Yeah. A wood lathe.
Yes.
A wood lathe.
Yeah.
Still scary.
I mean, I made some really crappy bowls and stuff with it. I honestly worth the danger. I cannot imagine. If there's any school that's we can't do this because it's too dangerous, you need to quit your job and let the kids play with a lathe. You're a bad principal.
Give them a metal lathe. Let them do metal lathe.
Let them hurt themselves. Who cares if you lose a couple of kids every year? Let them.
Give them a welder.
Yes, give them a welder.
Just give them a bunch of metal to glue together.
Yes. Metal hot glue gun.
Yeah.
So this kid was someone was making a bowl or something. And when you're making you got the backside sometimes, is that for bowls? I don't remember. They were doing something on the front. The backside usually has a threaded spot because it kind of goes all the way through. So the spinning shaft comes out the back.
Sure.
and it's threaded on the inside, so you can put like I think it's like a bowl attachment or something like that, yeah. So you can make bowls.
Never used one.
So it's threaded, and when the machine is on, the shaft is spinning, and that inside threaded part of the shaft is like was augering stuff in. So this kid is like sitting there like talking or like watching what the other person's doing. He's just like sitting there kind of like this.
You see him like lining his finger up to the hole.
Like, it was just like some you know when you're just like doing something like fiddling or whatever, and then he like sticks his finger into the hole, and it like sucks his finger in because it's threaded, and he rips his finger out and it peeled off like I don't know, like a quarter inch or half inch
degloved of,
yeah, like it kind of like micro degloved or like, you know,
yeah,
kind of did a
like 400,000 cuts on his finger.
Well, it was just like,
it's like you saw the intrusive thought live in action. Happen.
Yeah, and it wasn't even that bad. It was just like some drips of blood on the floor. You can see where he like went.
That's
to
a good thing the diameter was like close to the width of his finger. I know, what if he had a fatter finger?
It would have been bad.
Ew.
But that's like the worst one that I think happened when I was in class. I can't remember anything else, because like you really couldn't hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Other than the lathe or
You didn't have any like jointer or anything.
No joint. There was So that was the thing. It's like they didn't do any of the crazy shit. It was just sort of all like the super.
How does a jointer work?
Just like a flat. It's kind of like it's in there. It's like a flat table, and you just kind of like take a piece of wood, and it's just like this like. Spinning like
blade from hell,
blade of death. That's just like full. It has to be fully exposed to the bed. So, but there's like a safety cover on it, and the wood pushes the safety cover out of the way. But it just like flattens one side of a piece of wood, like perfectly flat.
Gotcha.
It's like a table saw, but the blade is like 6 inches.
Yeah, I've seen like the replacement blades.
And for whatever reason, those are like super. Yeah. I don't know.
Like a piece of paddle to hold the wood to push it into it.
Because it does it want to like spit the wood back out at you, or do people like stick their fingers in there?
I guess it's like. Like, if you're pushing it, and like, I don't know, your thumb goes in. I think it's just because it's such a big blade, and it's, like, right on the top of a table. It's fucked up. I also needed a router table, and I was, like, for the jewelry box, and I was like, fuck. Yeah. I had to have to, like, for Amazon. But then I was like, and then I just, like, drilled into a piece of plywood and drilled a hole in it. I was like, this is how tools are invented, I guess. This is my router table.
A lot of them have, like, tapped holes where you could just make your own router table.
Yeah, it's badass.
Here's the list. Top 10 most dangerous wood shop tools. Table saw is number one. Dull chisels.
That's
because I guess you'd be like pushing really hard and like stab yourself really badly.
Maybe you shouldn't be above like
edge sander.
A what?
Edge sander.
Disc sander.
I don't even know what that is, dude.
Or maybe like the angle grinder.
They put drill press ahead of joiner. No, this
drill press
sucks.
Is safe as fuck. What do you mean?
And like a sander? How do you hurt? You can't hurt yourself that bad.
I feel like a drill press is safer than a hand drill, right? I mean, you know where it's going.
If it's really powerful and sleeves or something.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, we trust Popular Mechanics. I don't know. 10 power tools that could kill you. Every power tool could kill you, Popular Mechanics.
A lot of them.
God, you know what? Actually, I don't care. but yeah, then in high school, they didn't do anything. So it was like, you go into middle school, learn a bunch of wood shop stuff, get super into the idea of like making stuff. You're like, oh, I can use power tools. Like you have all sorts of ideas. You make all sorts of little contraptions. And then like, I remember like he had a bunch of instructions on how to do stuff. Like there were kits you could take and he had templates and stuff too. So it's like, oh, I want to make this thing. It's like, okay, you need to make this part. Oh, you need, if you want to make this part, go get a template. And you like go into the drawer, you find the correct template. It's literally like a system. MDF version of what you're gonna cut out. And you can like trace it and you can advance it. So it was like super, super easy.
That's a good teacher.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So he like came in and revamped the entire class.
Revamped the entire class.
Damn, good thing that first guy died.
I know. Well, I honestly feel that way because I don't think I would have had a similar experience with the guy who did die. Sorry. He's dead.
What are you gonna do?
And you know, so you learn a bunch of stuff and you're kind of excited about it, and then you go into middle school or high school and it's like nothing.
Yeah, big old disappointment.
Big old disappointment. Like you just get, it's like, okay, well, that train ends there. Like no more doing the kind of stuff you want to do. And no more exploring it. It's like you gotta figure it out on your own. Like
I didn't even know you could like build things until I got to college. Like I was like,
true. Dude, I remember the first time I put up a shelf. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, holy. It was in my shed in Hawaii. And I was like, fuck, I need to put things somewhere. And I went to like the Ace Hardware and I made a shelf and like put my 3D printer on. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And you can just do that?
Well, you can like
just buy the wood?
Yeah.
I felt so sick. Started putting up shelves for like no fucking reason. Like useless.
I remember thinking in middle school doing woodshop, I was like, man, I wonder how they cut metal.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Seems like impossible.
Dude, me too. Yeah.
Like, I think like, I actually like
it seems impossible. Really crazy, like to be able to cut metal when you're like a kid or something. Or like, I know, I mean, like, unless you just do it regularly, it's such a difficult seeming thing to do. Yeah. And it is, unless you have like the tools.
Because like with wood, you use metal tools.
Yeah.
But what the hell do you use for metal?
Metal. Yeah.
Apparently. More metal.
Better metal.
I wish
how do you
get
the best metal?
The best metal, they have to sinter it.
How do you do that?
Yeah,
they,
the carbide.
It's powder, and then they compress it and bake it. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Right.
Right. It turns out they figured all this shit out a long time ago, but they won't teach it to you. You have to learn it on your own.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I think I really wish that they had done more stuff. I feel like I was very stunted.
Definitely. Yeah, I feel like if I would have started earlier, it would have been great.
Like, I remember even in college, like, I remember, like, 3D printers were, like, the open source 3D printers were sort of, like, just, like, it was just, like, right at the start of it. And I went to, community college, and they had a Stratus, the, like, cabinet-style printers.
Like, yeah. Super expensive. Like, the size of a fridge.
Yeah, like, $100,000 printers. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the cartridges of plastic are, like, $400 each. Yeah. And I had made this, like, little model. I was learning SolidWorks. I made a model of a little vise. And I was, like, I wanted to print it so bad. Like, I was, like, I want to print this so bad. And so I was, like, you know, going around the school, doing the thing I always do. I'm just like hustling, trying to find like, who do I talk to print this thing? And just like, it was like, all the answers were just no. It was just no, 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 no.
Yeah.
And like, I just, makes me die a little bit on the inside. It's like, you got this person who's in your facility, who's trying to do this thing, who's like, trying to like figure out and learn new stuff. And it's just no.
Mm. Yeah. We never had like a lot of tools. We had, you know, like your dad had the basic tools.
Yeah, like a screwdriver.
Nothing that would like enable me to really like make something, or like I just didn't have a reason to make anything. I remember one time I read how to make a blowgun, like from the Anarchist Cookbook or something like that.
A blow dart?
Yeah, like a blow dart. So, and it was just like literally a needle, like a sewing needle. And then you wrap a bunch of like thread through the hole as like the stabilizer. And then you can use a ballpoint pen as the tube.
Did
and
it
like
work?
I made it, yeah, it worked great. And I made a couple of the darts, and my parents found it. And I was like, I don't know, maybe 10.
Yeah.
And they freaked out. They're like, what the hell is this, Kevin?
That was badass.
It's a weapon. And I got grounded, and I was like,
yeah, that's tough. Yeah,
God, I guess
yeah.
I can't make the tennis ball grenade.
I got
now.
In trouble for that as well. Or stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made like a thing where you could spit BBs, and I sold them in elementary
nice.
School. You could do psh, and like I made like a one with sights, and I'd sell it for like more.
Nice.
Oh, sweet.
Dude, I got it so much. I used to like try to sell so much shit when I was
cool.
a kid. Not like weapons, yeah, that. I would be like, dude, I could serrate your ID card if you want. I could like, I would just rub it against like a fence. And the fence was like,
yeah, that one's $5.
I can How many blades I would just like serrate it and be like, eh. And like, you try to cut someone with it.
What?
And I started
wasps like that? With the rubber band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, those are sweet. Yeah.
Put like metal in there.
I tried to sell fucking soda when I was in middle school.
I sold gum in middle school.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like it's a good idea. You know, you would spend like $12 or like $2 on the soda,
like,
and then you get $12 for the soda, and you sell it. And like, my parents were super strict about for some reason that. And like, I would like, so I hid it on my grandparents' roof. I hid the soda, and before school every day, I climbed up on my grandparents' roof and got the soda and brought it down and put it in my bag.
It was no outdoor way. Soda. It was warm outdoor soda.
And like, it was like cans?
It was canned, yeah. And so my bag was like
so
8 pounds.
You could only fit
every.
Like a couple, like, you know.
I could fit like a 12 pack in
12
there.
Pack.
Yeah. And like, but my mom found out one day, and she got so pissed, and she was like, I'm going to call the cops on you for
You're
selling
like,
soda
why?
In school.
What?
And I was like,
What? Hey, I'm sorry.
My kids sell shit, like food, all the time in middle school. Yeah. Like musubis and stuff. I was like, fuck. And I was like, shit, there's the end of my business career.
They would make musubis and bring them
That's
to...
That's the most Hawaiian thing I've
ever
heard.
People do musubis. They'd sell like... Dude, in the back of class, a good thing is just eating ramen dry. So you crack the flavor packet and eat it dry.
And you like, put the flavor
dude,
on it.
Dude, yeah, yeah. So like the kids... But you have to break it up first. So, you just from the back of the class, you just hear fucking... Thwack! Thwack! Crunch, crunch, crunch. Like, what are you doing? And he's just like smashing fucking ramen against the floor so they can eat it. Yeah. It's great. It was good stuff.
What do Hawaiian schools have for lunch? Is it just the same old American crap?
Nah, they got a couple good things. Yeah. It is like, you know, pizza and burgers and stuff, but like best days were like kalua pork, which is like just a really good shredded pork and cabbage. That was like the best
like
days.
Real pork, like actual real pork?
It tastes like real pork.
I feel like that's. I don't think any school I've ever been to has anything that resembles anything.
That was the best. Yeah. Those were the best days, easily. Yeah.
Like, if you can't get it out of a can, you can't serve it.
Was it like once a month or?
Yeah, probably once a month. Mm. I mean, that was delicious. There were, I think, a couple more like random good dishes. I think once out of my entire K through 12, they had lau lau, which is like better pork, like a more traditional Hawaiian in tea leaf wrapped pork.
Oh, holy shit. We had some of that when we were there.
Which was crazy. Yeah, yeah. But once.
And
once
that was in like a school, like a public school.
Like in a public school. Yeah, but it was really good. That was a good day. In high school though, I never ate school lunch because I just would, I told my mom I need lunch money. I'd take it, I would keep
buy
it.
Buy drugs.
And then I would just not eat for the day.
That's a good strategy. Epic.
Yeah.
Super good. And then I just eat a lot at the end of the day.
I cannot believe.
Once I'm home.
What would you do with the money? Just whatever?
Yeah, whatever. McDonald's randomly, like weird that I'm, not eating so I could eat McDonald's.
Yeah, but then you can like go out with your friends and do something with
purpose. So I could go. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I remember I would buy, the only thing I'd buy at school was like chocolate milk. I really actually, now that I think back to my high school days, it's kind of messed up that they just don't give you free food because you
I know. All sorts of stuff. Dude, I was always so hungry.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm not, like, I don't have any money to buy stuff. I mean, or if I do, it's like, that's not what I want to spend my money on.
Oh, okay. I got a question for you guys because we just found this out in like this house with my roommates where not everyone did this. Do you guys have calf duty in school?
What's that?
Were
calf
you,
duty?
I'm also Canadian, but yeah.
Cafeteria duty?
Where like you as kids, no? You like as cows? Kids would need to go to the cafeteria and work in the cafeteria.
What? No.
Man.
That sounds kind of cool though.
Yeah. So like, yeah, so every, so sometimes like a class would get selected and like not half the class, but 5 of the kids out of the class would have to leave. Go to the cafeteria like before
lunch. An hour early or something?
Yeah, like an hour, 45 minutes early.
This is great.
Out of class.
Like everybody
but then you must work.
Yeah.
You must like, you're on dishes, you're like on fucking serving food. And dude, if your friend came by on the lunch line, you're like, hey, extra tater tots? Fucking easy on me. And you just like give everyone extra shit and the kid you hate, you just give nothing.
Oh, that's so
One tater tot for you, you piece of shit.
Yeah, you get one tater tot. But yeah, the worst part was you'd have to interact with kids and ask them if they want the food.
Yeah. Did you wear like hairnets and stuff?
Yeah, you'd have to wear gloves and shit. But like, I guess American schools don't have that.
No, they
Hawaii did for
some reason. They'd rather spend their money on keeping kids like incarcerated and by the campus officer for like showing up late or some shit. Yeah. What do they do? It's all sorts of dumb shit you can get in trouble for.
I remember my school had a salad bar, but it was extra. It was like way more than a normal school lunch. Like normal school lunch was, you know, $1.50. Yeah. Salad bar was like $3.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and you could put like, you know, the nice little cubed pork up in there and like all kinds
of stuff.
Oh, that
sounds good.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was.
We had some like.
And you get, yeah.
I remember they did Domino's pizza.
That's awesome.
God forbid they just do normal Domino's pizza. They had a special dough to meet the like dietary requirements of the state or government.
No way.
So it was
the standards.
Wheat. Yes.
It was wheat pizza.
It was like a whole wheat pizza dough. Like something that is like sort of just out of your night. Like, okay, first of all, it's pizza for Christ's sake. Like it's like if you need to make the pizza healthier, just don't serve pizza.
Or do like keto pizza or something.
It was the dough, like the crust looked like, you know when you get like whole wheat bread? It was just like super dark and like
fucked,
grainy. Yeah, it was like nobody
dry,
wants this.
And I was gonna say it's like dry and hard.
Yes. And they like stopped serving like whole chocolate milk. there was no more whole milk, no more whole chocolate milk. And so it's like, I just stopped drinking. Like, I'm not drinking the, you know, like, oh, God forbid, there's some fat in the sugary milk.
We had Chick-fil-A. Like, every day they would drop off, like, a couple hundred chicken sandwiches.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of
100?
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they were popular.
So you had to pay for them, though.
Yeah, they were, like, $4 for the chicken
sandwich.
We
had Jamba Juice.
Pizza.
We're, like, but after school, and Jamba Juice would just come set up a table and sell to kids. And I don't know how the fuck
how
you get
you
to sell
to
pure
that?
Sugar to kids, yeah. But they just did.
I think what happens is the schools get like a kickback.
100%.
I think it's really cursed. Like, it's really bad.
They did, yeah.
Where they like let them come on campus, they do sell their crap, and the school just gets like a little bit of money from it. Like, even the like senior photos and stuff like
yeah.
that, right?
Dude, this one teacher was just getting free money by selling cup ramen at school, and they would. Because they were like running a student organization, and part of the student organization's duties, you have to be the fucking point of sale guy to sell the cup ramen at lunch. And you'd have to like go in the back and make it. So, and he was keeping the money. He was just keeping the money.
Wow.
That's
he was a huge asshole. Anyway, yeah. Mr. Tanaga, go
or
fuck
like,
yourself.
They would have kids go to local businesses and try to get money to like, you know.
To give to the school.
Yeah, to get money for the school for like, you know, prom or something like that.
You know, they had a rule, and it came in right as I came into high school, maybe middle school too, of like no soda on campus. So
that's
they used to have soda vending machines. I remember like we would go to the high schools and they'd have soda vending machines. I mean, this is like probably
that's
2000
crazy.
And
that's crazy.
Like Jesus Christ, like maybe 2003.
Yeah.
When I was like really, really little.
Yeah.
I remember being like, oh, like the high schools have soda fountains. And like right, like the year, a couple years.
Oh, dude, you got fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, don't worry. They still have like fruit juices, like the Tropicana
like
stuff, which is
sugar.
Literally just uncarbonated soda.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's just as bad.
Just
no,
if it was bubbly,
we
couldn't have the bubbles.
I was like, we did it. Woo.
Here's another question. You guys do you guys go to an outdoor school or an indoor school?
What does that mean?
Okay. See, because
like
we're in tropical climates.
Multiple buildings?
No, so it's multiple buildings, just like disconnected, and to get to classes, you would walk
out. Yeah,
and there's like usually like a covered breezeway or something.
Yeah,
so you could like
concrete and shit.
It must be like that, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh, mine are all indoors.
Yeah,
but it wasn't, it was just one giant building though?
No, it was like multiple buildings.
Yeah, what about yours?
Yeah, it's just one big building.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
I saw most of our high schools.
Okay.
No, I was going to say the high schools I've seen around here in California, those are prisons.
Yeah.
Like when I drive by one, there's like barbed wire on it, basically.
What school
are you going to keep the kids in?
All of them.
How they don't want to be there because it sucks.
I look at it and I was like, this is a prison. I was driving by with my brother and he goes, no, that says high school.
So that's pretty much how everything here works. Is you instead of trying to make them want to be there, you force them to be there.
Because I was going to even say, Kevin, when the other day you said that because you got in trouble for leaving your school at lunch.
Yeah.
I just remembered my high school, you could leave it like, because high school in Quebec is grade 7 to 11.
Okay.
But you can just leave. I'm pretty sure grade 7 in my school.
Well, what's grade 12?
Damn.
Grade 12 doesn't exist in Quebec. Oh. But now the rest of Canada does.
You can just leave.
Were you allowed to leave campus ever? Like,
I was not. No, I was. We're not.
But my school's special.
Not in the middle of the year. No one gave a fuck.
My brother's
school.
Could
you ever like
drive grade 9.
Somewhere for lunch?
You could not drive for lunch. No, they closed the gates.
We were able to drive for lunch.
Really?
But you had to have like decent grades, yeah.
Oh, really? That kind of makes sense. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But if kids just like show up to school like halfway through the day and like no one would really care. One fucking kid. He's so dumb. His name is Dylan.
shout out to
Dylan.
Dylan
was awesome, dumbass. Dude. I actually loved having him in my class because he was like, you just do the dumbest shit ever. Like he came in the middle of PE class once and he had a huge fucking rip in his shorts. Like
his ass is hanging out?
His whole like underwear showing and it's like swimming shorts. And she was like, what the fuck are you, why, Dylan? And he was like, bro, mister, I just got to school and I had to hop the fence so I could come. And it's like, you could just walk in the gate. Yeah. It wasn't like closed. You just hopped the fence for like no fucking reason, like a dumbass. He also was like, we were running the mile once and he just took a huge drag off his vape in front of the teacher. Dude, we had a funny PE teacher. We were running laps. You have to run 4 laps to
is
a mile.
Is the fish guy?
No,
PE
different
teachers
fish
are always
guy,
kind of
different
crazy.
Than the fish guy.
Okay.
This one guy, we were like running laps and he was like, hey, are you sure you did your 4 laps? And like everyone would lie, they'd add an extra lap. You sure you did 4 laps? And the kids would be like, yeah. And he looked at, are you sure? Are you lying? If you lie, you go to hell.
I'll see you in hell, kids.
PE teachers are always kind of like fried and crazy.
Mine was cool.
Really? No, mine was wild. He would smoke cigars outside of the classroom. Shit.
That's awesome.
And they'd be like, no, you can't do that anymore, dude. What are you doing? And so he would just like sit there in class and chew on his cigars. He would just like...
Yeah, that sounds like...
He just sounds normal. And he'd spit him in a trash can.
Chewing tobacco exists. What the fuck?
He cigars. Made his own chewing tobacco. Oh, that's disgusting. Ew. Yeah, we had a pretty good PE teacher in middle school. I don't really... There were definitely weird ones. Maybe I just got lucky. Did you do PE? It was cold as hell up where you are.
Was mine?
Probably.
Yeah. You do it inside?
My teacher was okay.
Yeah. Who's your worst teacher?
Who was my worst teacher? I don't want to call anyone out.
I'll call a lot.
I'll call people out.
I had some really shitty teachers.
Yeah, I did too.
I had this one teacher. He wasn't particularly bad. I mean, he was pretty bad, right? Yeah. But I just did not like the guy. He would always just like, he was always up on me, like, you know, yelling at me for anything in class. And I get out of high school and I see him at the movie theater during summer.
Were you working?
Yeah, working during the summer at a movie theater.
Oh,
it's actually kind of sad because he needed the money. But also I was
he was working.
Yeah, he was. He was like the guy that like checks your tickets like for the final time before you get inside.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of cursed.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Jeez, but, even though he's a dickhead, it still feels kind of shitty.
Know.
You're like, I think I might be a dickhead too if I had to work two jobs, including one of them being a teacher.
Yeah, that's a tough job.
I had one. There was two. Freshman year, it was my English teacher. She was just like insane. And she would like talk about her relationship
with class and how unstable.
Yeah, there was something really wrong with her. Like she would give us homework over breaks that essentially would consume like the entirety of the break.
Dude, we had a couple of those that suck. Those like, are the worst. Like a huge reading assignment.
Yeah, like
reading assignment. Like, yeah, fuck that. Yeah,
it was like making a binder like with all of the stuff. And it was like 40 pages so of fucked. Shit, 50 pages. And it was like, you're gonna make me hate school.
Yeah, you'd have to you'd have to do it to get into the class like the next year.
Oh, there was like we did have like summer work and honors classes.
Yeah, for honors. Which, it's like to do this you must do a summer project.
Whoever came up with summer work, dude, I would if you were in the room here with me right now, I would beat you to death with a rubber.
I would all I had to do is just reading. Like we had to read a couple books over the summer.
Oh, that's kind of a lot.
Honestly though, no.
Yeah.
No. Let kids play with bombs.
I learned how to read quickly, so it's like maybe a week. You just like
would, I definitely.
But you have to like do they make you annotate them?
No, you just have to read it and write like
yeah.
A quick,
no, we
like,
would have to like
thing.
Read and annotate. You'd have to like highlight.
Cry. No, it wasn't that bad.
I feel I had to do that, but I never did.
Yeah.
I just took the L. Just didn't happen.
I just took the L.
Yep.
We had a life hack. There was AP English and honors English. And if you said you would,
are you transferring?
I said I would do honors English. And the last second you switched to AP English, like at the start of the new year. So it's like, I can't do the fucking reading assignment. And different teacher. So you didn't have to do either class's assignment. But I got I fucked myself because then I was in AP English and got shit on because it was AP English.
I dropped out of AP English senior year. I did all like AP stuff.
And you're like, this one's not the one.
They started, it was all like Shakespeare and stuff. And I was just like, think that we're just going down this rabbit hole again. I think that Shakespeare sucks. I think
how
that if you're forcing kids to read Shakespeare who don't want to read Shakespeare, let them, I don't know. I would have done another math class or a science class. Give me anything other than Shakespeare. I would have rather, written essays of like creative writing than Shakespeare. Don't give a shit about Shakespeare. I don't care what anyone says.
There's nothing special about
Shakespeare. First of all, it's like one of the stories is straight up like pedophilia.
Oh, yeah.
Romeo and Juliet, no, right?
Well, they're both kids, right?
No, one's like 18 and the other one's like 6 or something. I don't know.
You clearly skipped the class.
Yeah. Hey, this is why you needed to read it.
I tried reading it, but it doesn't make any sense. There is an entire industry about making summaries
more concise
of books because nobody understands them. I remember we took
Remember that movie? It's like Shakespeare, but it's set in like modern day New York, but it's like they still all
Greece.
No, it's like, but the dialogue is all Shakespeare. It's all like the exact dialogue.
I think I do remember a horrible movie.
And
like
it's like,
that.
Oh, cool. We get to watch like a movie. It's like the Shakespeare story.
And they show you the worst movie ever humans have ever produced.
Yeah.
I remember like the senior year English was like a lot of like poetry and stuff too. And you're like reading, because it's all like just that kind of like, we're going to give you the most convoluted, confusing English ever written in human history. And it was like, what does this poem mean? And I was just like,
you know what? I don't give a shit. You I don't know? Think the author gives a shit. I don't think anyone gives. I don't think when the author wrote this, he or she had any intent on people analyzing the poem in this way. Like I've heard stories of like poetry being written, and then people analyzing it, and then the author coming out and saying like that doesn't.
He's like, that doesn't make any
no,
sense.
No, I drank like 4 bottles of absinthe before I wrote this.
I was high. I was high on PCP, and
it
I
means,
wrote that.
It
poem.
Meant nothing actually.
Yeah. I do think that. Analyze it. I think the problem is there's nothing wrong with analyzing poetry or any of the literature. It's just like what you said, like why?
Yeah.
Because like now that we do YouTube stuff, like watching a YouTube video and going like, why?
Would
why
you ever make a video like a poetry?
No, no. I'm saying like you watch someone's video and go like, why was this compelling? Why was
well,
this good?
Well, we tell you why it's good. We but tell you. Things.
I'm just saying that so I can understand. Yeah.
But why? But, why old like old English poetry? Why not?
I'm just saying that I can understand in a certain way. Where
no, we
it's
need
like,
someone. Need
if,
someone to kick.
If there's
back.
A poem that's like very well renowned, it's kind of like understanding why it's good. There is a value, but and when we do YouTube, understanding why a YouTube video is good makes. Perfect sense because that helps us. But these 16-year-old kids analyzing a poem, they're not really sure. Like,
so what they're trying to do, right, is to teach you it's some kind of like critical thinking.
Yeah,
skill.
But it's not clear that that's what they're learning.
I don't think so.
Like something more modern.
I think like, but like half the teachers, like, there's no way.
I think that's the idea. Is
like
critical
maybe
thinking.
Like fundamentally.
Well, so like that's why the state sets like, those standards. Yeah. The state's like, you need to read this, and like behind the scenes, they're like, yeah, for critical thinking. But the teachers,
they don't really
know that.
The connection's not there. Yeah.
I just like I remember taking a philosophy class in community college, and I like vividly remember like putting together and like spending a bunch of time, and like I was like, you know what, I kind of like I got into this one. I thought this was interesting. I wrote something out, and they like failed me on it. And I was sitting there, and I was like,
you're actually wrong about that.
And I was like, yeah, first of all, I was like, okay, first of all, none of this makes any sense at all. And what I said can't possibly be that wrong. Like, it might not be the best thing, but isn't the whole point of philosophy of like thinking about things that don't make sense to begin with?
Because we have Cégep in Quebec, which is kind of like grade 12 and first year.
What is it called?
Cégep. It's an acronym, CEGEP. Okay. I don't remember what it stands for. But you have to take humanities, and they're actually some of my favorite classes.
Humanities?
Yeah, because the teachers were good.
That's like what that history is. And
no,
something?
It's just like you get they're kind of like they go over things like morality and like critical thinking. And like one of my teachers I had, I remember they're actually pretty all the ones I had for humanities were really good. One of them was like all about like authority. So you go over like the Milgram experiment, the Stanford Prison experiment, and trying to like understand why people like,
kind of like some psychological history almost.
Yeah, it's kind of like how do people have power over other people? Like it was a very interesting
class. That actually seems like a very valuable.
And you know what the teacher
class.
Did?
What?
She literally gave the answers to the test and people still failed.
Yeah.
But the class that I really liked too was it was a critical thinking one. And the teacher it was all about just being skeptical. And I remember one of her assignments I really liked was she had like a list of 7 things and it's like just random. It was like think of something red and write it down. And you made like a list of 7 things and it was just go to the library and, you know, go to a random section, open a book. And like, there's these whatever instructions, write down the first noun.
Dude, you were in fucking scavenger hunt class.
No, but,
that's not a class.
No, but just listen.
They were trying to keep him from getting in trouble with the law.
Once you had your list of 7 items, before you did all of that little scavenger hunt,
she gets all the kids out of the class.
She was like
chewing on
cigars. No, just she goes, you have to ask a question. There's a question you have to come up with, and it's not yes or no. So it's not like should I go to school? Like that's a yes or no. It's kind of like what should I be when I grow up? Like what should I pursue as a career? Then you'd find these 7 items, and she goes, you now need to use these 7 random things to write an essay. To answer the question and argue why, like this, like the answer.
I honestly don't hate that.
Yeah.
No, but that sounds kind of like a unique.
Her thing was more convincing you can be with these. Her whole point was with conspiracy theories and everything. She goes, you can take anything and justify anything. Yeah. So she was. It was just an exercise to show people that.
Sounds like a cool teacher.
And she was just. She's like most outlandish stuff. She goes, you'll get a higher grade.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
So you're like learning how to be ridiculous.
Yeah,
like,
it was
in a convincing way.
Exactly. She's like, if you can. Yeah. She's like, the better you are at like bullshitting me.
Yeah.
She goes, the higher grade you'll have.
So that's why I feel like
it was a really fun class.
Man,
that's good. That's kind of what kids do anyway, just without that assignment.
Right.
Just like learn to do that. And it's a good lesson to learn.
Well, she said that. She goes, you guys like, you know, making stuff up on your assignment. Well, it's the perfect assignment.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. I wish I had.
It was a fun. I really liked the class. Like
I really wish I did. That's cool.
I would do a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
That's cool.
This teacher was cool though. Like, it was. I think I remember one class. There's a kid who was like not paying attention. So she asked him. She's like, "Hey, like what's up? I noticed you're not paying attention." And then he was honest. He's like, "I have an exam like next class." And she goes, "Are you prepared for it?" And he's like, "Honestly, I've been like swamped. I'm a little bit behind." And she goes, "Well, do you want to go study for it?" And he's like, "Maybe." She goes, "Well, if you want to leave, just go and study for your test." What? Like, she was like super cool.
Yeah, she's bad at it. That's
yeah. Cool. Nope. So everyone like.
So my senior English teacher, I'll give you the exact opposite experience. We had to do something called the Senior Hero Project, which I think they've Dude, actually
I had a senior year project
now.
As well.
They made you do it too?
Yeah, it's probably the same shit.
First all-nighter I've ever pulled in my entire life. There were a couple of these hell projects where it really felt like it was the administrator or the faculty's kind of like pet projects to be like, oh, our students are doing all these things. And
yeah, it was about like community outreach and like, yes. Did you need yours to graduate as well?
Yeah, you had to do it to graduate. You had to do like 70-something hours of community service.
Yeah, we had the same shit.
You had to write all about it. Dude, and so I was going to the state science fair completely. My school did not do a science fair. Like I was going because I like entered the science fair on my own. And so I was excused. And that was the day that we were supposed to do these projects. So I had to do mine like either early or later or whatever. Long story short, my English class, I had a C in the class. And I was like, there's no way I have a C in the class. It's like end of the year. We're about to like, you know, leave. And I'm like, I don't get C's, at least in high school.
That's passing, dude.
But it was like, I was sitting there, I'm like, there's no way I got a C in this class. Uh-huh. You know, have you ever, you know, I mean, just like, you kind of like sometimes know if you're doing so, bad.
Yeah, you have a general idea.
Yeah, and a C
doing,
was like,
and it doesn't match
it,
up.
It didn't make sense. Like, I know when I've done bad, and I definitely hadn't done bad enough for that.
It's not bad, but.
It's not bad, no, but it was like, I'm not going to take a C if I think I did like, got a B or even
right,
C
yeah, plus right, or something. Right, right.
And so he was like, no, well, like the grade is what you did and you got, and you, yeah. He had never entered in the points for that hero assignment because I had done it on a different day and he hadn't kept track of it.
So just zero.
And he was arguing with me and I was like, there's no way.
Dude.
And that was the realization that like none of this matters. These teachers don't give a shit.
Dude,
it's all like a
they're like they just
system.
Come up with the dumbest yes. shit ever. I had the same shit where like this kid in my class. I was like turning an assignment like fuck the day after because we were doing something, and he was like, and there was this other kid in front of me who tried to do the same thing. His name's like I don't know Kai, and he's like trying to turn it in, and the teacher's like, sorry, can't do it. And then I tried to turn it in. He was like, nah, dude, it would be unfair to Kai if I took your assignment. I was like. Then take it for fucking Kai. Yeah. He's standing 5 feet away from you, yeah. and he just asked you. Just take it. Yeah. Just
oh,
take
no.
it for both of us.
But in the real world, see, if you turn in something, you can't do something late after the due date.
Fuck
well,
you.
Well, guess what?
I'm a year late on a video.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Does you know how many times I've pushed back to
the
sponsor?
Congress continuously like not approve the budget?
Yeah.
Too?
Yeah. Like, as a like a point of
I mean,
politics.
Are we talking about the same government that like sold crack to people in the 80s?
Is that what you're talking about? Those guys?
Or the people that say they're going to come fix your internet at your house at 3 o'clock and they show up at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Honestly, it turns out you can do shit as late as you want.
As late as you want. It's actually just in school.
Yeah. It's actually just in school.
Yeah. Like they make you like, oh, college is going to be so hard and we're going to prepare you for college, community college.
I didn't use cursive in college.
Yeah. Oh, dude, nobody uses cursive. My signature is
maybe it's because you're 80 years old and you had current and you had used cursive before the fucking typewriters were in school.
Computers, and they still were doing cursive.
Listen, cursive is good. Checks are good. Email is bad.
Dude, I draw a little duck on my signature line. They take all of that.
You want to learn about how you don't get in credit card debt? You got to go figure that out somewhere. We're not going to tell you this magical little card that gives you money.
What about construction work?
Oh, yeah, construction work?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's always done right on time, you know? Everything's always done.
Right on time, yeah.
I mean, yeah, always.
Do we just throw them in the hole if it's not
done? Did you guys
ever
have an assignment that you, like, bullshitted really hard on?
Pretty much everything, I think, yeah. Doing like the period point 14 font period trick.
Oh, yeah. That's
like,
a good one.
You like buff the space out. You'd search the periods, replace it with 14.
Yeah, we had a couple of kids who were brave enough to like do white font and just like put it on a white background, and it would lie about the word count and the total thing. Right. Super smart.
Oh, they would.
Yeah.
Oh no.
We had a couple.
Yeah. Holy shit!
I pulled a
genius.
Yeah, I had a couple where I wrote like a shitty file and you had to send
corrupted
a file.
It?
Just corrupted it. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one.
Change you know, like an image to a, you know, DOC.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We pretty much went to school like right before all that like essay tracking stuff came in. Like, you know, like the plagiarism checkers and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. When I was a TA though, and I was, People didn't like me. No, I as a TA, I didn't accept any of that. So like people would, no.
You narc.
You're an ass.
No.
Narc.
It was easy work, and people would do things that one guy copy-pasted a picture from Google Images. It said like draw out the reaction. It was a chemistry, TA. It's like draw out the reaction. The guy just literally copy-pasted like a 50.
Was he wrong? Was that not the reaction?
Yeah, dude, I copy-pasted
it. Kevin, it was so pixelated, I almost couldn't see it, and it had Chinese writing on it.
Okay? I didn't know you knew Mandarin.
I was like, I cannot accept this. I just wrote to the guy, but could you not have found...
My you should feedback be ashamed was, of this. Your plagiarism is even bad.
My feedback, that was 0 and 1, and I think I said, could you not have found a better image off Google? I looked it up, and there was better. He just literally copy-pasted. I think it was for the wrong reaction, too.
That's funny.
I don't know what he was doing.
I mean, I just didn't want to do that.
And some people gave the worst answers, and they would be shocked when I gave them 0.
How many classes did you guys fail? You failed classes?
I've never.
In high school, I failed quite a few classes.
Yeah, I failed my history class and had to retake it with freshmen. It was very sad.
Yeah, freshman year high school?
No, I was a senior, and I had to retake it with freshmen. Which felt very bad. Because there was a date where we had to turn in a bunch of assignments, and I was like fucking sick that day. And then I got to class, and he did not tell me that we had to turn them all in on that day. Yeah. And the worst part was like I came up to him and I was like, hey man, I'm gonna fail this class because it's like the end of the year. And he's like, I already put the grades in, brah. And I was like, dude, fuck, you can fix this. I know you can fix this if you want to fix it. That's the same guy who that's the same teacher who was absent one day of school and came back to school the next day with the new iPhone that released the day before because he was waiting in line at the Apple store to get the new iPhone. Yeah.
Yeah, super I think girls. We're paying teachers too much. We need to cut there. Yeah. If they can afford iPhones, they're getting paid too much.
I think he can't afford it.
That motherfucker.
That's part of the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, taking the day off work, too? How much the iPhone cost him? A day's salary plus the phone?
Dude, I had the best science fair experiment. Did I tell you about the one where I would like test the conductivity of different materials?
No, I don't think so.
It was my greatest grift ever. It was all 4 years of high school, same science experiment. I'd say, okay, I'd have a bulb and like a battery. And I was like, this is the conductivity of gold and then silver and copper. And I talk about conductivity and it would all go to 3 different light bulbs. And I was like, see how this one's kind of brighter. It was all the same wire. It was all copper from the same fucking thing that I like colored a little differently. And they're like, whoa, it lights up. Holy shit. Yeah, they're always A all the time on that one.
Well, actually, they're going to like retroactively go back and change your grade and fail you.
Destroy my
permanent record
of a career.
It's reminding me of the science fair stuff. Man, I half-assed that too. And I almost won an award.
What were your experiments?
So it was kind of funny. I think I came up with them like the day before every single time. And they were all basically my dad did my project.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nigel's dad.
My dad, the one day, I was like, I don't have a project. And this was like the day before. One was my dad. I don't know why he came to me. He goes, you know what I've always wanted? He goes, I want a telescoping wrench. just to get more leverage. So it's just like a socket wrench.
Yeah.
Which was the larger pipe so you would extend. Oh, yeah, so he made one. People really liked it. But my dad just made it because he kind of liked the concept.
Yeah.
And the other one was... my dad, this is like an old project he was working on with like rubber and epoxy to like recycle tire rubber and epoxy and use epoxy and stuff to bind it and to make different things. I didn't have an idea, but my dad was like, I don't know how we figured it out. We just cut a Coke bottle. We mixed up like a epoxy and like some other stuff in it, poured it in, and then it just solidified it into like a solid block.
Yeah.
And then I cut the bottle epoxy, off and I think just then... We turned
trash into trash.
Just a piece of metal. Just like straight up like piece of metal that my dad had around. We just drilled a hole in the epoxy block, put the thing, the thing in, and called it a recycled hammer.
Dude, that's the shit that would have gotten an A at my school too.
I still have the hammer. It's just a black piece of plastic. Right. And people were like, I almost won the award for like environmental.
Even though you were literally just using epoxy.
Dude, they love that shit.
Yeah, but I said I put like rubber, I put recycled rubber in. I still have the hammer somewhere. My dad has it.
That is awesome.
We still have the wrench.
I did three. So the one I was like, I built this little stupid one of the first things I ever built was like a little electric motor on some popsicle sticks glued together. It was just like a little shitty windmill.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see which batteries lasted the longest. And so I would like put like the lithium double A's.
I did the battery lasting the longest one.
Yeah. And then I was just like up at night watching TV while this thing was running. I'm like, yeah, I got to stay up later to let this time it to see when it ends.
So you took it to the next level. Yeah, that's genius. I just like
8 hours of TV.
I got to do it.
The lithium batteries just didn't stop. And then I did one to see how many propellers is the best. And I had these like something from the best dollar
for
store.
What? I don't know.
Which ones? So I got a little like one of those Balsa airplanes, like the wind up ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And I stuck it, you know, I made like a track for it, glued like a straw to it so it would like slide along.
Yeah.
And then I got these like propellers from the dollar store that were like these little windmill things.
Yeah.
And I would just like take, I would just like cut blades off of them to see like which one would go the farthest for the same number of lines.
The ones I didn't cut the blades off of.
I don't even remember what the results were. But it probably was the one with more in it. And then my results were like, the more blades is
the is better. The better one.
Turns out it's actually the exact opposite. Is less blades is better. And then the other one was, it was like a Stirling engine. It was like a heat engine.
Oh, those are cool.
It was like a, yeah, like I built a really, really shitty one out of aluminum and like a CD case.
What grade was that?
That was high school.
Okay.
Sounds hard.
That was like my first foray in trying to like, you know, making something out of metal. And I had our family friend cut the aluminum discs on. The water jet has worked at the place I ended up actually working at. Didn't really make sense from a science experiment perspective because it's like, you know, we're going to generate electricity from people's body heat. It's like the beginning of the Matrix or something.
Yeah, that's how it starts.
Like I did the battery one just in like a flashlight or something.
Classic.
And then we have these bugs in Florida called love bugs. Mm. And they're really crazy bugs. It's like they come out every May and there's like thousands and thousands of them.
Oh, they're
bugs?
Breeding. Season?
Yeah, yeah, kind of.
They call them June bugs.
And they stick together by their
May
butts.
Bugs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not June bugs.
They're like in May. These are in May.
Two bugs and they like go butt to butt. And they like, I don't know, they just swarm everywhere and there's all kinds of theories like, do they like, what color paint do they like?
They always slow your car down when you drive.
They always hang out on the highway and people are like, oh yeah, they like the smell of gasoline. So I just like did all, you know, I just like poured a bunch of like gasoline on the ground. And I'm like, yeah, I think the bugs like it. But the sidewalk's also white, so that's a confounding variable. Yeah. I don't know. And then I did one where...
another sign, like you presented it to them?
Yeah, yeah. So I had to like present all my data that I had.
How much sawdust can you put in Rice Krispie Treats?
No, it was the one I'm proud of.
Shit, I only remember the bad ones.
All you remember is the bad ones.
No, there's one more, but now I'm on the spot.
Fuck. Maybe we'll get it later. Maybe we'll get it in a bit.
No, now I feel rushed.
Well, now.
Yeah, okay, we'll come back to it.
Thank you for watching the Safety Third podcast. Thank you to everybody on Patreon who pays for us to do this. I'm sorry. who wants to eat a name? I'll eat a name. Do we have to pay the editor more to do this? No? Okay. You want to eat a name?
That's your thing? That's what you guys do?
We just eat names. You want to eat a name?
Can you use suppository a name?
Yeah, you could do that too. You want to do that?
That's pretty cool.
I can grab it. Actually, no. Oh, you want
to... Oh, dude, pass it.
Oh, wait, here. Yeah, okay. Can you load it in here? And like
yeah.
It? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Dude, that was a really long name.
That was really good. That was the longest name of all the people that are in the list. If you want to watch any of the extra crap we've been doing, go on Patreon. It's there a week or two early. Or some of it's just completely exclusive to Patreon. It's so bad that we can't release it to the public. And I don't mean inappropriate bad. I just mean... It's just very lazy, content. You get access to a Discord server where you can ask us questions, which we have not done a Q&A in a bit. We should probably do that.
I know time's running out, so I'm trying to think.
He's wrapping up.
Keep stalling.
We've got Safety Third merch as well. Actually, did you see our Dumpster Fire t-shirt?
What?
Our Dumpster Fire t-shirt?
I think sick. You did show it. It was the one you said that fades color really fast?
Yes, that one. It's the one.
You know what he said? He showed me this fucking shirt and he's like, dude, super good. After like one wash, it looks really vintage. As if trying to say that the color fades really fast. And he said, it looks vintage super fast. And it's like, man, what the? You're like a snake oil bastard. That's what a snake oil bastard says.
Just never wash
says.
Your shirt.
Anyways, if you want a piece of shit shirt, Safety Third.
It looks really good before you wash it, though.
I like the vintage.
What happened? Why did it just gets washed out?
It's just discharge. It's like the process.
Stop calling it discharge.
It's nocturnal emissions. The word discharge. Come here, and Michael will beat you with a rubber hose to death as well because it really truly is a horrendous name.
I haven't washed mine yet. I don't think I will.
Sure.
Yeah, better not.
I don't want it to discharge.
No, the discharge already happened.
Oh, it's already got discharge.
It's already
on
full
it.
Of discharge.
Oh no! Yeah,
you've worn it with the discharge.
That's how they
on
make
the
it. They fill it up. They put discharge on it.
Oh no!
Why? What's wrong? Did you think of it?
Any
yet? Oh yeah, I remembered.
Oh, thank God.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.